Welcome to People of UT, the show that introduces you to members of the UT community who have made a positive impact, big or small, on other community members. In this mini-series, we'll be talking to international students from different continents to hear about their experiences at UT. And I'll be your host for this series, Emma Ngo.
Hello everyone, my name is Linh Đàm and I'm a second year math major. Xin chào mọi người, mình tên là Đàm Khánh Linh và hiện tại mình đang là sinh viên năm 2 chuyên ngành toán học.
Linh is from Vietnam. She started her education journey here in the US during her sophomore year of high school in Houston, Texas.
I went to like very small private high school. It was a religious high school. Everyone was nice.
Linh said that everyone around her kept talking about how UT Austin was their dream school, which made her want to know more.
And then they was like, oh, if you stay in Texas, I think you should apply to UT because it's a really good school. It's affordable too. It's affordable living in Texas, but not in Austin. I just realized that. But then it's a good school. So after considering a lot of options, I chose UT.
She said that attending high school in the US gave her an advantage when getting ready for UT.
Because I went to high school in the US, so of course I kind of had like more preparation compared to other international students, since I can see like the people surround me, how they prep for it, and also my host mom is a person, helped me a lot.
Linh said she didn't like living in the dorm because of the small space and the limited Asian food options in the dining halls, but she still recommends living in one your freshman year at UT.
But I think first year you should live in a dorm because at least you can make friends, you know? Mm-hmm. See, like, other freshmen also live in a dorm, so it's easier for you, like, to make friends and adapt with, like, college life. But I kind of want to experience it, you know? Like, you have to experience something, like, inconvenient, hard in your life to realize that you can do, like, a lot of things better.
Linh has also found a Vietnamese community right here at UT.
I'm currently an officer for VSA, the Vietnamese Student Association. I'm a culture chair. So as a culture chair, I have to organize culture workshop and culture showcase. And especially culture showcase is coming up. Yeah, I'm kind of busy recently. Because the time commitment for VSA just a lot, right? So most of my friends are from VSA. They are nice. I think it's good that you can find the people that have the same root, right? Same culture and also like same identity. So it's easier for you to share and talk to them. Let me share my experience. Like, I don't know for other international students, right? But for me, whenever I get to the airport, I feel sad. Like, whenever I get to Houston airport, immediately I feel sad. Just because I know that other people, they're going to have their parents, their relatives to pick them up at the airport, not me. And also, I need to, like, take care 100 pounds of the luggage. It's just a lot. It's heavy. And especially when you get to the new country, I just feel sad and empty, you know? Living far away from my parents. Sometimes you sad, you feel homesick, but you just cannot say it to anybody else, you know? Not everyone will understand it, and also you don't want to spread like negative energy to everyone, so you just keep it yourself. At the same time, you cannot like say it to your parents every time. I don't want to make them worry about me, so I just keep it myself. That's the hardest part.
But she also enjoys her independence.
I can be like more independent. Not like financially independent, of course. I'm still a full-time student. But at least I can be like independent in other things. Like I can do everything by myself. Something that I have never experienced before. For example, like cooking. I have to cook every day now. So that's something that I enjoy.
And she's developed a love for finding new restaurants in Austin.
My roommate and I, we love eating. We love eating. So we go out every single Friday, like every single weekend, to explore like new restaurant. And we found that Italian food in Austin kind of good. And the last restaurant we went to before spring break was Juniper.
Juniper?
Yeah. Italian restaurant. It was good.
And I also asked her if she had any advice for future international students.
And when I look back to my journey, I think I also need to tell my younger self that keep the option open, because you will never know where you end up and who you end up to be. And don't be afraid of anything, and don't be afraid of asking for help, because you will never know that the person you talk to today will help you a lot in the future.
Thinking about all of her experiences so far, she wouldn't change a thing.
Basically, everything you experience make you who you are today. Even like bad experience, I don't mind to take it again. Not like now. But then, I don't want to change anything. So, thank you so much and goodbye. Cảm ơn mọi người vì đã lắng nghe tập ngày hôm nay và chúc mọi người một ngày tốt lành.
People of UT is a production of the Daily Texan Audio Department. If you like this episode, make sure you subscribe to the Daily Texan podcast on your streaming platform of choice and follow us on Twitter at Texan Audio. This episode was recorded and edited by me, Emma Ngô. The music by Blue Dot Sessions, and the cover photo is by Charlotte Keane. Thank you for listening.